All right, this is Dave Chen. I'm with Nathan Johnson on the subway in Boston.
On the red line.
On the red line. We just saw 500 Days of Summer.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, hot.
And first of all, I guess, you know, what did you think of the movie? What did you think of the movie in general?
I thought it was awesome. I've been looking forward to it for a long time, and yeah, it was really good.
How closely have you worked with Joseph Gordon-Levitt in the past? Like, for Brick, did you ever interact with him, or?
I think Ryan sent me an email response of his after he heard one of my tracks while I was working at it, and
What did he say?
He said, "This is all shit." No, he didn't. He was really excited about it, which made me doubly excited. And the first time I met Joe was at Sundance when we were doing the premiere. So I felt like I had worked with him because I had been staring at his mug for the past few months.
Gotcha. And how do you feel he has matured as an actor? Now that you're seeing him in 500 Days of Summer.
Yeah, well, I don't know. He's amazing. He can do so many different things. Yeah. Obviously, this is a complete 180 from other stuff that he's done.
For those of you who don't know, Nathan composed the score for Brick and Brothers Bloom, but I guess if you're following me on Twitter, you probably know that. So what do you think of the music in this movie?
I thought it was really good. I really liked it a lot. I thought the song placements were good, and the score was really good, too.
I thought it was really good. I thought occasionally, like in a Wes Anderson movie, the songs occasionally drew attention to themselves a little bit. I don't know about you, but...
Yeah, I mean...
Every now and then I'd be like...
Song placements?
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, a song... You know, I feel like at its best, you know, music in a movie is like, it sets the mood, and you don't notice it. Right.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think with song placements, like, these felt really purposeful. Like, they were drawing attention on purpose to themselves.
Okay, that's fair enough. Yeah, I mean, I agree. But sometimes I would be like, oh, you know, here's the next song. And it's, like, meticulously chosen in place as opposed to just experiencing the moment with the song. I don't know.
Yeah.
If it's a subtle difference. I don't know if you...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it felt to me like some of them just like took you there, and others were like, I would have guessed that they were wanting to make you think about the songs, especially since the characters in the movie since that was such a big part of their lives, like really believable to me.
Gotcha. But yeah, overall, I thought the soundtrack was really great. Like, I wanted to go look up some of the songs.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to check out the composer as well. I didn't see we left before the credits rolled, but I really liked what it was.
Yeah, cool. All right, Nathan, thanks for chatting with me on Audio Booth.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, hot.